Hi, my name is Dr. Peter Hanfaletti. I'm a board-certified pediatrician and holistic physician with my own practice located in Vancouver, Washington. I worked as a general pediatrician for several years before changing my practice style and career focus to a more holistic and alternative medicine-based approach. I was trained and practiced in the conventional way, meaning I saw kids of all age groups for checkups and sick visits, school physicals, hospital and emergency room visits, and I attended deliveries of babies in the hospital when called upon to do so. That was my job description up until about 10 years ago. I have stated several times in the past that my perspective of conventional medicine is not that it is flawed or inherently wrong, I just believe it is incomplete and therefore leaves out a significant part of what's really happening in any given condition or situation relating to your child. The most important omission, in my opinion, is the lack of or the absence of attention paid to the energy system of your child and how it interacts with the energy dynamics of your family, environment, and the world. This is something that took me a long time to recognize, understand, and incorporate into my own practice. At this point in my career, I realize that this information has value to all parents everywhere as additional information and offers a unique perspective that can be very helpful to both parents and healthcare practitioners alike. One of the techniques I now use consistently in my practice is the Body Talk system, which is a kinesiology-based tapping modality that is much more than just an acupressure or bodywork signaling method. It is a consciousness-based healthcare system. My conceptual understanding is that your child's system is receiving and emitting information in various formats all the time. If we are to make intelligent contact and assist in the repatterning of your child's system, there must be a way to communicate effectively with that innate, automatically functioning part of your child's system. I have made it a habit of referring to this aspect of a child's system as the autopilot, and I think this is a convenient term that most everyone understands and can relate to. It is true that the vast majority of our daily activities, thoughts, feelings, energy expenditures, and the like are operating automatically without much conscious thought or effort on our part. This is fairly easy to observe in children, as they rapidly and efficiently absorb information and put it into practice very quickly. Take riding a bike, for example. Once the learning and practicing has reached a critical phase, the skill of knowing how to ride a bike becomes part of the automatically functioning part of their nervous system, and this is commonly referred to as having become second nature to them. Basically, I am talking about communication, but in many ways, we are much more used to verbal and language-based communication and not so much energy-based information. If you really think about it, communication happens in multiple ways, at multiple times, and even simultaneously in many situations. Think of an athlete who at the same time is taking into account the conditions on the field, the coach's instructions coming from the sideline, the teammate's movements in his peripheral vision, the loud chanting of the crowd, and the opponent's efforts to overtake him from behind. There are numerous examples like this where it is clear that communication in real time is being received by the nervous system at unbelievable speeds and with uncanny accuracy. In this context, I find it hard to accept the notion that all of your child's issues can only be remedied by prescription medications or surgical procedures. It just doesn't make sense. In contrast, I have found that an energy-based or consciousness-based approach is much more in keeping with how a child's system functions, and therefore, this strategy or viewpoint is much more likely to uncover the underlying causative factors at play in any condition or situation. Now, getting back to the Body Talk system, this way of evaluating and describing what's going on with your child is geared towards working with the system rather than against it. What I mean is, the approach is to look for what the system is actively working on already rather than trying to impose an outside influence to make changes happen within the child system. The three goals of the body talk system are to balance, communicate, and synchronize with the body's innate system. This is a part of your child's energy system, which is in operation all the time, around the clock, 24 hours a day and night. This is not a situation where the body talk treatment process is turning on or initiating anything. It is simply enhancing or highlighting a process that is already in progress. This is a different perspective that makes a lot of sense to me. As a doctor, our role is to give our best to help out a patient who is having trouble, but we are not really causing or making something happen. It is the internal, intelligent, innate wisdom of the child system that does the work. I want to comment on the degree of sensitivity of your child, because this is another important topic that comes up with parents in my office. I have found that there is quite a bit of variability when it comes to the sensitivity of children across the board. This means that some kids will be highly sensitive and respond quickly and efficiently to energy inputs, while others may not respond as quickly or as completely. This is very much in keeping with the variability and diversity of people in general, and really it is no surprise. This must be kept in mind whenever you are trying new and different modalities to try and help your child, especially in the alternative or energy medicine category. Finally, I just want to give you an idea of what body talk sessions look like and how they are likely to be experienced by your child. Depending on the age and tolerance of the child, I will either have them lie down on a massage table, sit in a chair, or sit on the parent's lap or in the parent's arms. Comfort and cooperation are more important than strict positioning. In fact, in some cases, if the child will not tolerate hands-on treatment, the whole procedure can be done on the parent while in the child's presence, and this works just as well. A form of muscle testing is used to help in the navigation of the protocol, with the intention being to tune into or get in sync with what the body or system is trying to balance at the moment. The other way to describe this to parents is to say we are trying to find out what's on the top of your child's priority list of tasks they are trying to accomplish. In this way, exploration reveals the likely patterns, dynamics, and the order of steps required to address the issues for the betterment of your child's condition. This is not confined to physical problems alone, but includes the mental, emotional, psychological, and environmental aspects of their daily life experience as well. Once an appropriate topic or category is identified, a simple tapping protocol is done to highlight or focus on the linking and communication necessary to begin the process of rebalancing the system. I often explain to parents that the tapping on the head and the chest of their child is simply to encourage the nervous system to pay attention to what we are focusing on, and the novelty of having someone outside of their own family unit making contact with their energy system is enough to cause a heightened state of awareness of the nervous system, which enhances the taking in of information and the internal processing and utilizing of that information to incorporate lasting changes in the system. The intriguing part of all of this is that the time required to instill the message into the system is very short, and it does not require the degree of repetition one might expect. Repetition or reinforcement is only needed according to what the individual child system needs, and this is often very little. For example, a few one-hour treatment sessions separated by 1 to 2 weeks in between is a common frequency as far as treatment sessions go for children in my practice. Having said that, I also encourage parents to learn how to do some of the tapping protocols at home as part of the Body Talk Access classes, which are taught throughout the world for people to use Body Talk for family members, and especially their kids, as a way to self-treat and self-manage problems as they come up in real time right at home. If you'd like more information about Body Talk, I encourage you to visit the International Body Talk Association's website at www.bodytalksystem.com. There you can find more information on the Body Talk system and the worldwide community of practitioners, the founder, Dr. John Veltheim, And you can find a certified practitioner in your area by using the search feature on the website. If you'd like more specific information about my take on energy medicine and other topics related to kids' health, you may visit my website at www.principlesforparents.com. Thanks for watching this video. I'm Dr. Peter Hanfaletti, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.